Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed day-to-day in the grain futures. We were down 1 to 2 cents in corn, steady to 10 cents lower on the front end of the beans. And then wheat futures closed strong today, closing at or near their highest level of the trading day. July, Kansas City closed up 7.5 cents at 7:46. Now, for this week, we've got several things going on. Of course, this morning we had an export report, which showed exports of 51 million bushels for corn. 11 million bushels higher than we early anticipated. Beans were also higher at 19 million bushels. We were looking for about 10 million bushels. And then wheat, slightly positive at 22 million bushels, and we were looking for 17. So all three categories were higher than the expectations. And then we have, of course, this Wednesday, we have a big USDA report. And then this afternoon, we have our first crop production, crop progress, condition report for the wheat, and looking like the wheat's or the trade's guessing at 35 to 40% good to excellent for the wheat. Last year we were at 36% here for this first report, but we'll wait and see. You know, at this time we've got Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas all reporting pretty low numbers, but as you bring in the whole big picture, it's looking like it might be okay. But again, that comes out this afternoon, and then after that we'll be looking for that report on Wednesday.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Wednesday's reports expected to show the grain ending stocks for the U.S. and the world, and then some estimates on the South American crops. If you look here at the beans, we're looking for a drop of on ending stocks in the U.S. of a drop of 6 million bushels, mostly due to increase in exports. If they drop the ending stocks, of course, that will hurt that stocks to use ratio, which is already at a really low level here in the U.S. at 4.4%. Of course, the world's doing all right for beans on the ending stocks. We're at 26.2% of the stocks to use ratio there. The overall picture, though, here in the U.S. is really tight for beans, and there's also some talk of South American cargo ships showing up at U.S. ports to actually import beans. So we'll watch and see how that develops. For wheat and corn, we're looking for 1.403 billion bushels on the ending stocks. Of course, the ending stocks to use ratio there is about 11%, where the world were at 16.8%. And then on the wheat futures, we're actually looking for a little bit of an increase due to the higher prices that slowed down some of the demand. And we're looking for 583 million bushels there. In March, we were at 558. So quite a jump in that number. The world kind of reflects the same thing on the world numbers as here in the U.S. And then the South American crops are about the same as they were in March.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle was down 2 cents at 143.02. April feeders were off 20 cents at 177.50. And April lean hogs were up $1.87 at 125.02. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 5.75 cents at 739.5. Chicago May corn was down 2.5 at 499.25. And May soybeans were down 9.5 cents on the day at 14.64¼. In the cotton markets, May cotton was down 178 points at 90.62 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.